بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
For today's discussion, Sheikh Karimi, we want to talk about the concept of mahabba and mawadda, especially in regard to the Ahl al-Bayt. How can we increase the love of Ahl al-Bayt or towards the Ahl al-Bayt in our hearts? And what does mawadda and mahabba mean? Let's first go with the meaning of these two terms, mahabba and mawadda, the difference between them in terms of the meaning and how to increase them in regarding to the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi wassalam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The two terms refer almost to the same concept, and first of all, the love of the Ahl al-Bayt, the mawadda toward the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi wassalam, has its root in the noble book of Quran. Very explicitly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter Shura that أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قُلْ لَأَسْأَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Addressing the Prophet, Allah says that tell the people that I'm not going to ask you for any reward for my mission. The only reward that I'm going to ask is إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, the fact that you need to love the Ahlul Bayt. And of course, other verses refer to the fact that this is not actually the reward for the Prophet. Because the other verse that قُلْ مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ, the reward that I'm asking from you is for your own benefit.
All right.
So the love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is mentioned as somehow...
So مَوَدَّةُ إِلَى الْغُرْبَةِ or فَالْغُرْبَةُ, غُرْبَةُ means Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
You interpret as Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, so many narrations both in Shia and Sunni sources referring to the fact that Al-Qurba in this verse is just referring to the Ahlul Bayt. As for example, Suyuti, a great Sunni scholar, mentions that when the verse was revealed, the companions of the Prophet asked him that what is meant by Al-Qurba, that we need to love. And the Prophet said, Ali, Fatima, and their two children, meaning Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, alayhim as-salam. Or, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked Mu'min al-Taq, what is the viewpoint of the people of Basra about this verse? Mu'min al-Taq said that they believe that it is referring to all the relatives of the Prophet. Imam said that no, this is not the case. It is only referring to the Ahlul Bayt, to us. Imam Ali, Fatima salamullah alayhima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and of course, after them, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now, having said that, there are also many narrations about the significance of loving the Ahlul Bayt. The Holy Prophet is quoting as saying, أَحَبُّ اللَّهَ لِمَا يَغْضُوكُم مِّن نِعْمَةً, love God for the blessings that He is giving you, وَأَحَبُّونِي لِحُبِّ اللَّهِ, and love me for the sake of God, وَأَحَبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي لِحُبِّي, and love my Ahlul Bayt, my progeny, for my sake. Zayd ibn Arqam said that I was with the Holy Prophet, and I saw Fatwat al-Zahra entering the house, the room, with her, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein السلام, and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then the Prophet looked at them and said, Man أحبها أولا فقد أحبني. Whoever loves these people, he or she has indeed loved me. ومن أبغضهم فمن أبغضني. Those people who are enemy to them, they are enemy to me.
All right.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Man harafa haqqana wa habbana faqad ahabba Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whoever knows our right and loves us, they have indeed loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Shaykh, what does it mean by love? I mean, when we say loving somebody or Ahlul Bayt themselves, they say love, for example, by tongue, by action, by our knowledge, by what?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So when it comes to loving the Ahlul Bayt, first of all, the minimum of understanding and the minimum level of this love is what we use it in our
language,
common
yes,
terminology,
verse,
to
right.
love the Ahlul Bayt deep in our hearts.
Uh-huh.
And as I mentioned, there are many narrations in this regard. Even we are told that train and educate your children with the love of the Ahlul Bayt. As the Prophet said, أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَى حُبِّي وَحُبَّ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي وَالْقُرْآنِ.
Mm-hmm.
Train, educate your children in a way that they love me, they love my Ahlul Bayt, and they love the Quran.
Okay.
But the point is that this is just a minimum level of love.
Yes.
And it's not, I mean, the highest one. Mm-hmm. And of course, it has its own value and mm-hmm. merit and virtue. But the point is that this love should manifest itself in the actions. And there are many narrations in this regard. For example, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, addressing Jabir, his famous companion, that Ya Jabir, balligh shi'ati anna salam. O Jabir, send my salam to the Shia, to my followers, but wa'alayhum annahu la qarabata baynana wa bayna Allah azza wa jal. But tell them that there is no friendship between us and God. There is no, close relativity.
Right.
Meaning that every person is tasked by their actions. No one can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except through obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Jabir, man ata'a Allah wa ahabbana, fahuwa waliyuna. If a person obeys God and then loves us, then he is our friend. وَمَنْ عَسَى اللَّهُ لَمْ يَنْفَعُ حُبُّنَا. If a person is going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then loving us is not going to benefit them. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, أَنَا مَعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمَعِي عِتْرَةِ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. I will be with the Prophet and my progeny next to the pond of Kothar. فَمَنْ أَرَادَنَا فَلْيَأْخُذْ بِقَوْلِنَا وَلْيَعْمَلْ بِعَمَلِنَا. Those people who are going to and who wish to be with us, then they need to act upon our words.
All right.
So this is a very important point, as you rightly mentioned. Again, I repeat the fact that loving the Ahlul Bayt, even deep in the heart, is itself a value. But if it does not show itself, it does not manifest itself in our actions, it's not going to be that beneficial. The true love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is the one that is manifested through our actions. But the question might be how we can gain this love and how we can increase our love for the Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam. The first point is ma'rifa. In one of the previous sessions, we talked about ma'rifa, cognition, recognition, and knowledge of the Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam. If we truly know the Ahl Bayt, we would love them, because they are the manifestations of divine attributes.
Mm-hmm.
No one can show us the manifestation of divine attributes better than the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. So if we know them, naturally we would love them. If you know beauty, if you come to realize a beauty, for sure you will love it.
It does not, we can say, it's not limited to being a Muslim or not, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, some people might be called Muslim, but they do not have any knowledge about the Ahlul Bayt. But some non-Muslims, okay, fall in love with the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. For example, George Jordak, the famous writer of Al-Imam Ali Sawt al-Adalat al-Insaniya. He was a Christian, okay?
Sure.
He fell in love with the character of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He read Nahjul Balagha more than 200 times, as he says. So he composed so many poems regarding him. So he reached this, we can say, a level of knowing the Imam. Or
we're not going to judge the people.
Yes.
Whether Shia, Sunni, Christians, it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge. But the point is that, as you rightly mentioned, we have so many people among non-Shias who love the Ahlul Bayt, and non-Muslims who truly love the Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
Ibn Abil Hadid himself, he's a Sunni scholar, but he has written the commentary of Nahj al-Balagha. He's in love with Imam Ali alayhi salam so much. You mentioned George Jordak. In our time, we can mention many Christians taking part in Arabian processions.
Yes.
And also, for example, living in our time is Professor Clohessy. He has written books about Lady Zahra Salamuna alayha, Abul Fadl Abbas, and so on and so forth. So that is the first point, to know the Ahlul Bayt, then to, as I mentioned, follow them, to obey them. The more we follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the more we would love them. As Imam Rida alayhi salam says, Allahumma inni as'aluk, O Allah, I ask you, al-amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. I ask you for the action that give me your love. The other point which can increase our love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is the concept of tawassul.
Yes.
I mean, to resort to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Yes.
Like through reciting some prayer, some supplications,
ziyarah texts,
tawassul, going to the holy shrines of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This can also increase our love.
We have so many examples of the people who say that Ahlul Bayt themselves put their love in their hearts. Is it true? I mean, for instance, you do not go after them, okay? But Ahlul Bayt, through a kind of, I don't know, through an action or something, or through a kind of a spiritual relation with you, they put your love, because or their love, in your heart through different means. It could be a story, it could be a hadith, it could be, for example, visiting their tomb or something. Is it true?
Yeah, it might happen, but again, it's not without its own cause.
Uh-huh.
As we know, for example, in the history of Hur on the Day of Ashura, people talk about the fact that although he changed, but he had this good background in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So for many people, they have a good positive action in their background.
That's
and
right.
Then a kind of reward is given from a way that they do not know. The other point that I would like to mention to increase the love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is to study their life and the stories of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. When it comes to our Prophet, I would like to ask the dear listeners to read the verses of the Quran about the Prophet, how he was compassionate toward the people. According to the Noble Book of Quran, I mean, the afflictions of the people really hurt the Prophet. عَذِيدٌ عَلَيْهِمَا عَنِدْتُمْ. The fact that whatever afflicts the people would be difficult for the Prophet to tolerate. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَهَا مَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. Allah is telling the Prophet that you are going to, I mean, you are hurting yourself too much in guiding the people. So you are إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. You are just going to warn the people and invite the people. Muhammad Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّوا عَلَى الْكُفَّارُ حَمَّاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ and the rest of the verse. So my point is that if you really read the verses about the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt and their life stories, for sure we would come to love them more. There are many stories in this regard.
That's right.
Once Imam Rida alayhi salam went to a public bath at his time. A person didn't know Imam Rida alayhi salam, so he asked Imam Rida alayhi salam to scrub his back. And the Imam accepted the request and began to scrub his back. That man realized that people are respecting Imam Rida alayhi salam too much. So he realized that, he is the Imam of the time.
All right.
And he began to apologize to Imam. But Imam just continued to help that person clean his body. So this is the reality of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. If you come to study about their life, about the stories of their life, gradually this love that already exists in our heart would increase.
It become more and more.
Yeah, exactly.
And the love is, this type of love is different from the worldly love.
Sure.
We can say it is not something based on emotions, okay?
Yeah.
Because emotions comes from the brain side. But when spiritually you love someone, day by day it would be better. And this is the main difference.
That is why it would not change. For the worldly love, you may change from one person
yes.
to another person.
Yes, that's
but
right.
For the spiritual ones, it's not going to change at all.
Okay, that's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن
الحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن